Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you again. Remember, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me or you want to hire me to speak at your next event or you've got anything, Natalie, our producer, is where you go. Her email address is nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can give us a call, speak live, or just leave us a voicemail at 480-648-5149. Do it right now before you forget. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we're chatting with Cynthia Leone from Clean and Tidy by Terry. Now, Cynthia's mother, Terry, has been providing residential cleaning services to the downtown Boston area for over two decades, but a little over a year ago, she decided to strike out on her own and start Clean and Tidy by Terry and ran into a language barrier. So her daughter, Cynthia, who we're talking with today, jumped in to help her mother build the cleaning business of her dreams. If you want to reach out to Cynthia and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.cleantidybyterry.com. That address will be on Cynthia's show notes page. Cynthia, welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. Thanks for having me on the show, Mike.
So glad to have you. Might be the first that I'm aware that is kind of calling by proxy, trying to help out a family member. In the intro, we said there's a language barrier. What language does your mom speak?
So we are both from Brazil. Obviously, I was born in Brazil. I came here when I was 19 years old. My mom followed my dream 5 years later, and now I'm already a citizen. She's applying for her citizenship, and America is really home of our dreams, just like people say. And I'm trying to help my mom pursue hers.
Well, that is awesome. So I take it you both speak Portuguese?
Yes, we're Brazilian. We speak Portuguese. That's right.
Beautiful. And then does your mom only speak Portuguese or does she speak English as well?
She speaks English, but unfortunately, she didn't have that much education, even in our own language. So she can't really do a lot of, in terms of the business, she doesn't really, understand the business concept and how to grow and marketing. And even when it comes to the clients or, to getting customers, sometimes there's a little bit of negotiation there. So she has a hard time with that. But once she knows that person is her customer, she will come back and clean. She can then talk to them fine.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, I was raised by a single mom who was broke. And there are a few things that excite me more than people coming here from other countries to live the American dream and people, starting with very little and just using their own hard work and initiative to serve others and create a business. And I am honored that you'd reached out and allowed me to kind of take a small part in helping you and your mom build something great.
Absolutely. And I'm actually honored that you have me on the show and you're providing this such a great value call directly to me. I've been listening to your podcast. I will eventually listen to every single one, but so far, all of the five that I've listened to, there was so much value delivered. So I think when people are starting a business, whatever it is, if they do a little bit of homework, they find the right guru, it's really good. It really helps.
Well,
you know that, but you've been my guru.
Well, I am so glad, like I said, to be able to serve in any small way I can. What got you into, how did you get connected into Cleaning Nation? How did you find us?
Okay. Well, definitely online, but there's so much information out there. And then I started filtering what information is really value, what's not. And eventually I got to your podcast. I believe Natalie reached out to me with a group in common on Facebook.
Oh, cool. So you're part of the Facebook group?
But And it was from there, but there's just so much information out there. It's just hard, you know, to be able to get everything. So I can't really remember where online I found you. But
well, a couple things I want to mention, then we'll jump into the coaching. First of all, that's a quick hint, Cleaning Nation, that Natalie will absolutely kind of keep an eye on the big Facebook group, and I'm in there when I can, but not as often as I'd like to be. And the people that are quoting and or not quoting, but contributing and adding value and giving good answers, she'll often reach out and invite those people to be on the podcast. So just a great example of giving value, right? Cynthia was a part of the group, and I'm assuming giving lots of value, and now she's getting value, and we don't charge anyone to be on the show, and now she's getting value for free. So I love that, and I love what you said, Cynthia, about people think like, oh, there's just not enough information out there on how to grow your company or achieve whatever you're trying to achieve. And the reality is, I think a lot of times we get bit by bad information more than lack of information. So it's not there aren't 100 people out there telling you how to do it. It's just really hard oftentimes to know who to listen to.
That's true. Yes. You have to really find the golden nuggets, I guess. It's hard to, you know, find out when am I going to find a golden nugget, but it will come, and just ditch out all of the other bad information that's out there.
Yeah, I love that attitude. That's awesome. All right, well, cool. Let's jump in and see if I can't actually bring some value to your life for you being so kind to come on the show. What's going on in your world? How can I help today?
All right. So my mom is starting out, and coming from a previous business owner, I find that it's very important to have terms and conditions in place and to have agreements in place and et cetera. I don't know if there is a specific place where I can go to get just a generic cleaning contract, because we have already ran into situations where we're on the way, or my mom and her partner is on the way to clean a residence, and she gets there, the person is not there. Another situation where the person texts and say, oh, cancel the cleaning today, I ran into XYZ problem. So we need to protect ourselves from that from happening. I don't know how to do it. I don't know if it would be terms and conditions on our website, collecting payment ahead of time, collecting credit card. So I'm open for your advice. How do I go about that?
Such a good question. And I'm going to try and answer two, because I really heard two questions in there, not just one. I'd like to answer them both because they're both really good. One I'm going to hit quick because we've done it before. And the other one I'm going to dive into a little more because I don't remember doing it. So first you said, it sounds like the two problems are, one, I'd like to have a contract just so everything's lined out. We know whose job is what. And if, you know, just so we know, right? It's not like, well, I don't remember saying that, or that doesn't seem fair, or it seems fair to me. So we'll talk about that second. The first thing I hear is you saying, I don't like, you know, we're on our way, we booked our time, and it costs us money when people cancel last minute, and I don't know what to do. How do I fix it? Is that a fair synopsis of your two questions?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the second one first, because we've addressed that before. You actually hit it on the head. I am a huge fan of collecting money in advance. I do not like the, you know, you bill, you do the work, and then you bill a day or two later, because then you've got, you know, once you start scaling, you've got a couple hundred cleanings per month. Trying to bill 30 cleanings a day or 20, and then just, it's a mess. And then you're trying to get paid, and this guy doesn't want to. And all of a sudden, you've got a full-time bookkeeper just jerking around with that. The right way to handle this is to bill in advance for the solution. So again, and this touches on so many things that we go into. So this is going to kind of answer, just touch on three or four things. First of all, do not sell per hour. I'll do 3 hours of work for $30 an hour, $40, whatever you're charging. Doesn't matter. That's not how we do it. We are looking for the pain that the client has in terms of what's wrong with your life. How can I improve your life? And we're charging for that solution. So what we're generally doing, and this is a much higher dollar proposition than dollars for hours, right? You clean that toilet for an hour, I'll give you $22, is low margin, hard to sell.
Right.
The high margin thing that you want to sell your people or allow them to buy, because this is what they want anyways, you're trading time for money. That's really what they want. They want their time back. So you're not selling, I'll pay someone to stick their hand in your toilet for an hour. You're selling, you work hard, you want time with your kids, you want to come home to a relaxing environment. I am going to redeem time in your life. I'm going to buy you an extra 10 hours of time and headache and create a beautiful environment for you to enjoy your life that you're not working in. That's the solution I'm providing. That solution costs $250 a month or $300, whatever the rate is, that's up to you. But you see the difference between dollars for hours and we create the solution for a flat rate?
Yes. I see where you're going with that.
Okay. So you want to do that irrespective of the billing, right? That's just the correct answer, even aside from the conversation we're having about getting paid. But once you do that, now when you go to get paid, you just say, hey, because it's 250, I'll just call it 250 bucks a month because that's a pretty good average nationwide. You might be a little more, a little less depending on the house, but say it's 250 bucks a month. You bill that 250 bucks a month up front, just like they would pay their mortgage for the month coming up or their rent, or many of their bills are for the, most of their service bills are billed in advance. So you bill them in January for February's work. And if they don't pay you, then you don't do it. That's the first thing. And that'll fix so many. We've gone into this on other shows. That'll fix cash flow problems. It'll get your quality of customer up. It eliminates not getting paid. It saves you all sorts of accounting time. It's magical, and it does so many good things for your business. Now, once you've got that done, you absolutely want a contract. And so I don't have here's a typical contract you want, because here's the mistake people make is like, we need something that sounds super legal and looks really official and it's 5 pages long and, you know, we can get attorneys involved and all this nonsense. The reality of the situation is, unless you're doing like a $20,000 or $30,000 a month contract with a large commercial account, you don't need that kind of a contract, because it's never going to go to a court of law, right? You're never going to sue them for the 200 bucks that they owe you, or they're never going to sue you for, the only thing they might sue you for is if something's stolen or you do significant damage. And guess what? A contract's not going to cover that. If you put in the contract, it's okay that we steal from you. That's not going to hold up in a court of law. If you burn their house down, you have a contract that says we can't be held liable for burning your house. None of that matters, right? So
right. The
freeing part is you get rid of all that lawyerly crap. It's never going to go to court. It would cost you $5,000 to take this thing to court to sue over 200 bucks. So it's never going to happen. So just get off the basic mistake most people make is I got to take it to my lawyer. It's got to sound so important. We got to cover everybody. We're not, this isn't brain surgery. You're going to clean for money. They're going to give you money and you're going to provide a service. That's all. So just write a contract that's friendly. I wouldn't even call it a contract. They call it a service agreement or a happiness agreement, or, you know, here's what everyone's going to do. And in there you line out what you will do and what you won't do. Really important so you don't get scope creep. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that means you sign up to do A, B, and C, and then later on there, well, can you add D, and can you add E, and can you add F, and can you do my microwave, and can you wash my cat, and all this nonsense. So you put clearly, here's what we'll do, and here's what we won't do. Super easy. Not like a lawyer would write, not that someone else would do. You just write it up. Second thing is how you get paid. We charge at the beginning of the month, and if you don't pay, we don't come. That's all.
Okay.
And if they say, hey, we want to reschedule, you go, well, we'll see if we can. You've already gotten their money, so they're not getting their money back, because they are paying you to create that solution. If they're unable to take that solution, you still charge them, right? If I'm paying for yoga classes and I can't show up, well, that's not their responsibility. The class was there. The thing was there. They had my spot. I was ready. I just chose not to do it. That they still got to, you know, that I don't get my money back. That's on me. That's my job. So if they want to reschedule, you can say there's a $25 fee. You can say there's one reschedule a month for free, whatever you want to do, but just write it down, right? And you tell them, if they're like, well, that doesn't seem fair, you go, well, you know, it is here. You're paying me for a solution. And to create the solution, I've got to have insured employees at the ready. And if one person gets sick, I've got another person ready. We've got the equipment. Everything's got to be set up and ready for us to create this result in your life. And if we've got people just pell-mell canceling and not paying, then I can't create the result. So for us to do a good job for you, that's what it's got to look like. So the big thing in the contract is when you get paid, what you do, what you don't do. And that's pretty much it. And I would try and make it a sales thing and talk about all the exciting, fun stuff that you're going to do, like the checklist you might use or the guarantee that you provide. And you almost use the contract as a sales tool that reaffirms and I don't want to say resells them, but gets them excited again about the decision that they've made for you to solve this problem. That's 80% of it. And 20% of it is, here's what we will do and here's what we won't do and here's how you pay. That's all. And you might throw in some information about insurance if you've got that, you know, any sort of the benefits. Again, all the cool stuff that you do in terms of uniforms or picture ID or insurance or background checks, you throw that in there. If you've got a guarantee, absolutely, that could be key. Throw that in there. But just write it in everyday terms that they can understand and you can understand, and just go over it with them. And if you spend a little time on the front end, it'll save a lot of problems on the back, and they'll realize, hey, you're good people. You're just trying to provide a service, and to provide that service, you need to have these agreements. Any questions or thoughts?
I think that 90% of it, it's really easy to sell. The getting payment ahead of time, it's kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm too new to the business, but I don't think other people are doing that yet. that would be a challenge for us. But yeah, you know, I'll try. I'll put something like that together and definitely try it out.
The good news is I would say 80% of the people I give coaching in my private, you know, the private coaching I do or the group coaching I do has that same response. Oh my gosh, I couldn't do it. And the cool thing is now in my group coaching, I've got a bunch of people that have already done it. They go, oh my gosh, Cynthia, when Mike told me to do that, I was so scared and I thought I was going to throw a fit and they're going to be angry. But I went to my customers. Guess what? Couldn't care less. One or two people had a problem with it. And guess what? Those are the one or two people that never paid. And I always had to beg for money. And I was always afraid they weren't going to pay me. So it actually worked out good. I could eliminate those. So believe it or not, if you go in thinking it's weird or you're screwing your customer, or you're somehow taking advantage, yeah, you're going to have a problem. But if you go in just going, hey, this is the service we provide. This is how we do it. And point out how it makes life easy for them. I mean, think about it. If you're a homeowner and it's $97 a cleaning, and they come and they clean and they send you a bill and then you've got to go find a check and you've got to get the envelope and you've got to mail it out and then you've got to put a stamp on it. It's a huge pain in the neck. You don't want to deal with any of that nonsense. If you know that it's $250 a month, especially if you put it on credit card, right, where you just say, hey, debit my credit card every month, guess what? They're far more protected with that because if you don't show up or you somehow do anything weird, they can call their credit card company and they're protected and say, hey, they didn't show up. They didn't do their job. And the credit card money company will give them their money back. So it's actually far more secure for them to pay every month in advance by their credit card than to send you a check. Once they send you a check, they can't get their money back. So believe it or not, people are really interested in, so yeah, whether other people are doing that or not, don't know. You could be wrong. In commercial, it's a lot more prevalent, less so in residential, but that doesn't mean that people are going to fuss about it. And the people that do fuss about it are probably the ones that are going to try and screw you and not pay you. So it's a nice way to get them to raise their hand and say, hey, I'm a bad credit risk. Maybe you shouldn't use me anyway. And again, believe it or not, the people I've coached overwhelmingly give me feedback that they don't have any problem with it.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, that's food for thought.
Well, I'm just telling you what works, my friend. That's why I'm here. All right, let's hit the lightning round. We're going to give you the opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to give three awesome answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
All right. So I think that it would be a lot on a personal level, given that we're starting this business now with a little bit of my profession experience, obviously. But the best piece of advice that I received actually came from my grandmother and was ask for help. So number one, it seems that my grandmother was the most, not it seems, she was a very wise woman. And that's been proved to me over and over again. She said, whenever you're not sure or when you need help, just ask for help because there are people out there who wanted to help. You just need to ask, you know, so.
Oftentimes the simplest advice is the best and it doesn't get any simpler than that. Ask for help. If you need help, ask for it. That is, you were wise beyond your years to be able to get that. I love, love, love that. All right. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you or your mom have made in the cleaning business so we as Cleaning Nation can learn from it?
So in the cleaning business was definitely for not clarifying ahead of time what we do and what we won't do because we just wanted a client so fast. Yep. So we would just go with that quick, okay, you take it, let's do the work. And then the client will go, oh, I also want you to fold, you know, this basket of laundry. And that was the biggest mistake. And that's what prompted me to want to have a terms and conditioning in place or some sort of a simple agreement where we tell the client, these are the things that we don't do before we get into to cleaning their house, you know, to delivering them our service.
So just really amazing.
Yeah.
Love that. Oh, and I do want to mention real quick before I hit the last question, lightning round, Cynthia, is make sure if your clients are asking for the same thing over and over again, instead of telling them no, just add it into what you will and won't do. So maybe the basic service, you don't do that and it's X amount of dollars. But if they're always wanting you to fold this or clean that, put it in the premium service and charge more for it. You're like, well, for this much money, of course I'd do it. That way, for the people that are willing to pay for it, you can get more money. The people that aren't willing to pay for it, they see that it's on the upgraded service and they get, oh, I can have that. I just have to pay for it, as opposed to just flat out saying, I won't do that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to implement that one.
That's why we're here, sisters, that is implementing change. All right, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that'll improve their lives and or their business?
I think not just Cleaning Nation, but anyone who's even considering this business and if it's good for you or not, it should just take action. Don't wait until everything is perfectly lined up, you know, all the planets line up for you. Just dive into it. It's definitely a lucrative business. And the more and more I look, you know, the young generation, they don't like to do anything. Kids who are growing up today will definitely need cleaners. So it's, you know, I think that put aside all of the bad rap and just that stigma that some people may have about the services. It's just like anything else. There are nurses who deal with dirtier things than cleaning people do.
You are not kidding.
You know, and they get paid very well for it. And I think that just take action, just try it out, and do your homework, obviously. You know, hopefully people will find your podcast, will find your website and your services, and they start in the right foot. Yeah.
You are wise beyond your years. Take action. I love it. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story, your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. When you want to check out Cynthia's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.